This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We were going to get into this last week, but then A&M ran into some trouble by violating the rules and getting busted for it because they're idiots. So today, we discuss the NCAA Corona Protocol, 877-881-1053. What should that include, and will teams actually follow it? So this is all based around, you know, well, obviously what's happening in the world, but we've had multiple discussions about this, as there was a doctor who said 30 to 50% of athletes could get coronavirus, and that of the college football athletes could get coronavirus. And then, you know, they anticipate 6 to 10 deaths. And like, obviously universities are going to be concerned about this. And then some universities are making their players sign waivers. And so what
pledges?
Yeah. Okay. I'm sorry. Corey's right. Quote pledges. And definitely not legal documents that you're signing. So what all do you think should be part of the NCAA's Corona Protocol? And are we just wasting time because this is all going to be nice and fancy until the kids get it anyway, and then all hell is going to break loose?
Are the schools providing insurance to the players?
I believe for things that happen on the field, yes. And so the argument would, of course, be made that you contracted that not on the field. And I'm not sure how that is going to go without a court challenge. And
I think I saw a thing the other day where it said they were not providing insurance to players, and they were making it available for, I think, 6 months at $2,700 or a year of insurance. Am I wrong about that?
No,
that...
I'm just saying, if that's the case, I thought everything that you did on the field was covered.
I'm pretty
insurance.
Sure that is. Like, if you hurt your knee, they will. You're getting Major League, NBA, NFL insurance on, like, injuries that occur playing the sport, you know, at your school. But to your point, I don't know the coronavirus protocol you know, on stuff like that,
okay.
How much they cover.
So then, but Corey brings up a great point then. Should that not be the first thing?
Yes.
Is like coronavirus and all the medical coverage coming along with it is going to be covered. Well, how much is that going to cost? Well, why don't you shut up because you have multiple billion-dollar TV contracts and that's how much it's going to cost.
Yeah, no, and I think that's what they're going to do, Kevin, to these players.
Right?
To the players more than anything. I think that they'll sit there and say, hey, let's throw all these other things at you that we need to get done, and let's push that part of it to the side and wait for you to not, you know, to not worry about it and sign something. And then we'll be like, oh, yeah, hey, by the way, you did sign this already, so we don't have to provide that kind of insurance for you, which states a lot of things, right? Like, there are players, if they get it, it could, you know, it could affect their pro playing, right? It could affect something long-term later down the road. And those things, I think, and we saw the bill in Seattle. Was it $1 million bill that dude had that he racked up?
Yeah.
And who's paying for that? Because I showed up to practice and I got it here. Now, the other side of it is, man, like, hold on, are we really providing this for these guys? Because they could just say they showed up to practice and that's how they got it whenever they were actually out at a college frat party and that's how they got it. So, I don't know.
Can I throw this into the conversation?
No.
How would you guys feel if we get to near the end of July and NCAA, the football, because it is the most popular sport that makes the most money, they say, you know what? We don't know about this virus. We don't know if we can do this. We're going to start the football season on January 10th. It's now going to be the first week of college football. We're hoping that giving another 6 months that we'll have a better idea on this. This is the most popular sport, and we are going to try to start this sport in January, and our national championship game will be in, I guess, what would that be, May?
Yeah. I think it's possible, and I hate to say this because I don't want this to sound like a cop-out, but there are a lot of things that I previously would have dismissed as unlikely that now I'm like, well, I guess, maybe. So, yeah. But like, and we talked a lot about that with the buzz of high school, if that's the direction that they would kind of go with this. And so I absolutely think it's possible, but I did want to address real quick as we're kind of like kicking around ideas for what should be in the NCAA protocol is – somebody said, yeah, from the 903, you're wasting time. Just have no sports until there is a vaccine. I mean, I don't know if you see what's going on right now or not, but people have determined that is absolutely not a viable solution. I'm not saying it's wrong.
5 years away from that, guys.
And even if we weren't, even if we, let's just say Dr. Fauci rolls up today and says, we will 100% guaranteed medical science lock decreed by God that in May of 2021, there will be a vaccine and everyone will be safe. All right. So you're telling me that everyone's going to be like, okay, we're all in this together. We got 10 months to sit around and wait. That's not going to happen. Like the powers that be and the money people have decided that we're going to make a run at this. Like you don't have to like it or whatever. I'm just telling you, like, do you see everything that's happening right now? People continue to get it left and right. And the decision was we continue on. So it's going to happen one way or another.
I'm with you. And I just, it's just, I know that the Ivy League has already announced, right? They're officially announced. I'm pretty sure that the Ivy League football season will now happen in the spring of 2021. They're not going to do fall football for the Ivy League. And I'm just wondering, they've made the decision, and I'm just wondering if we get to July 20th, if the other conferences, the ones that we care about, nothing against the Ivy League, they are the smartest people, supposedly, and they're the ones moving theirs to spring. Will we get to July 20th and college football say, you know what, we're going to have to start after the new year because there's just too much unknown right now to do a football season starting in late August?
It's absolutely possible. I think it's less likely, though, significantly less likely.
Why?
Because the big difference between the Ivy League and like all the other conferences, namely the Power Five conferences, is the Ivy League's got crazy endowments, right? Like they have the money of their organization is not at all tied to the athletics programs when it comes to the Ivies. They get their money through, you know, donations and all these other things. These Power Five conferences, a lot of their money, obviously, like they have their grants and stuff from, you know, the states, but so much of their money comes through sports, particularly football. So when it comes down to it, like I imagine that there are presidents that generally don't care a ton about football that are looking at the football program like, hey, you want to try? You know, like it's all right if we don't make it, but you know. These things that are happening on campus, because you also have to consider, like, students not going back to campus or maybe going back to campus. I read an article earlier this morning about, I don't recall the particular institution, but they're talking about having waivers or some sort of agreement where if students come on campus and they for some reason cannot come back to campus, they're agreeing to pay the entirety of their board because they can't afford to like not have that money, right? Like they need that income. So the income that comes in athletics is really important to these not just the programs, but to these institutions.
They're making them pay for their housing, even like if they're at their own house doing their classwork online?
That is what is currently being discussed as to what they would have students sign up for if they have to pay for room and board. Just because, like, we saw what happened when students were sent home this year. Now you have students coming back like, yo, I'm not going to the rec center. I'm not staying on campus.
Yeah.
Why does my tuition then also still include all of these things that are supposedly afforded to me that I'm not taking advantage right or can't take advantage of right now?
Yeah,
going along with all of this, do you feel like whatever gets set up as the official protocol, do you think that teams are going to follow it? Because, I mean, like, even for the NBA, you heard Damian Lillard. It's like, I don't think we're going to follow this at all.
I was listening this weekend to 105.3 The Fan, and I haven't been on since. So congratulations to new Hall of Famer Chris Arnold.
Yes.
That was awesome in the Radio Hall of Fame.
He got a message from Steve Harvey.
I saw that on Facebook, and so I was listening to him talk about this, and he's right. There's no way that 18 to 22-year-old college young adults are going to do all the things required. They, for the first time in their lives, for the most part, they're kind of on their own. And just think about how we were doing laundry, yeah, keeping our, whether it was apartment or dorm room, clean and sanitized at all times, making sure that when we were eating off of plates or pots or whatever, that we really ran them through the dishwasher or through really hot water and soaked them in soap to make sure that, no, they're just not going to do that. And I was listening to Chris make that point. I was like, that's a great point. It's not going to happen. There's no way you can convince 18 to 22-year-old young adults to live a sterile, clean lifestyle.
What about the coaches and stuff, though, too? Because I was curious about that. Is, you know, that I'm fascinated by the idea that a key player and it will be lied about or whatever. So I'm with you on the players, and I want to talk more about that. But I'm also curious about the schools and the coaches, if they'll live up to their part of it.
I think the coaches are probably going to be a little more apprehensive because of their age, and they feel like they're more at risk than anything else. And so I feel like the coaches would be in that. Now, the training staff, when it comes to like medical training staff, I mean, that circle of people knows more about this than anything because of the communications they have. So I think they are already seeing what they're seeing and apprehensive about it. I did when it comes to players, you know, I asked my son Avery about it over the weekend. I said, hey, when school comes back, do you want to go to school or do you want to continue doing it from home? And he was like, I want to go to school. And I said, why? And he goes, because it's not going to hurt me. You know, I'm young, I'm strong, I'm fine. And I said, okay, that's fine. I appreciate that. And most of the players are probably heads of their household. They make the money. They run things. They're the ones, and it's not going to hurt me. I'm a strong athlete. Yeah. And just a couple of them have said, but my family. And I asked Avery, I said, okay, now consider this. What if you didn't have it, but you brought it home from school one day, and it affected Lucy? And he was like, man, I'd never thought about that before. I only was thinking about myself. So I feel like a lot of players are going to be like, yeah, I'm going to go out and do my thing. And I'm gonna stick to, you know, whatever I want to do because I run things and I'm a millionaire.
I do think coaches will be very careful, Kevin, as Corey was talking about that, because I was thinking they have to make sure every day, because to the school point, if I had to go up to Bishop Dunn or Rosemont where my kids go to school and I had to help clean it at 4 p.m. for 30 minutes to an hour to make sure it's sterile as possible so my kids could enjoy school, I would do it. And so if I'm a coach and I'm getting whatever, anywhere from $200,000 to $10 million a year to do my job, I would make sure that weight room is clean every day. If I need to help out, if I need to go in there and take out the washcloths and the sterile stuff to make sure my weight room is clean, to make sure that my locker room is as clean as possible, I'm going to help out in any way to try to keep this going, to try to keep my, you know, I call them kids. If you're a coach, I think you really see them as your kids as safe as possible.
I can just see Coach Balsack walking through the gym saying, wipe down that bench over there. Get those dumbbells off the ground, and just ripping everybody. Where's your mask, LeBron? It would be awesome.
Do you think he would try to argue the virus away, too? Yeah. Like, he would just roll in there and be like, you're not really sick. Get your
Coach
temperature
Balsack
in check.
Would definitely F you coronavirus a few times a day.
All right, the way you phrase that, I really think that we need to go ahead and save that because that was amazing. Now,
can I get a T-shirt, please?
This is instantly, we're going to cure all the budget deficit with that T-shirt. That's going to fix everything. Now, speaking of coronavirus, is the Bucks, the Kings shut down their practice facilities after receiving test results. We talked at the beginning of the show about, I believe, in crosstalk with the Astros and the Nationals. And
the World Series. Who else hit it? The Bucks and the who?
The Bucks and the Kings.
It must be an NBA Finals preview there, huh?
Huh, is that what you're putting your money on?
I am not.
The Bucks and the Kings. All right. Well, hey, we already told you to bet on Corey Kluber for comeback player of the year. I guess get your money in on the Sacramento Kings making their miracle run to the NBA Finals, and you could really be cashing it out, and you can help us put together this T-shirt venture for Coach Ballsack says
De'Aaron Fox comes back as the lefty Allen Iverson and leads his team to the NBA Finals.
Right. I feel like we're coming up with way too many ventures recently. Like, we're going to get a horse and name it Ruben Sierra. Mm-hmm. We're going to do these shirts. Yeah, we're doing a lot, guys. We might be spreading ourselves a little thin.
All right.
I watched the movie Secretariat on vacation. Good movie.
Okay. That's a great way to end that segment.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.